This is an issue with way more than just two sides. To illustrate how convoluted and complicated paying teachers has become, listen to this fairly simple argument from Terry Stoops, the director of education studies at the conservative John Locke Foundation.
Frankly, it's unfair to our highest performing teachers. I mean, there's no reason why the Teacher of the Year in North Carolina should make as much as any other teacher.
Now, here's an actual real-life North Carolina Teacher of the Year who, in a free market, would get paid more.
First of all, I don't think as North Carolina Teacher of the Year that I am the best teacher. I think I simply represent a lot of the great teaching that I've seen in my school and in my district, and this year traveling the state, that I've seen across the state. So I think it's very hard to classify who the best teacher is.
Karen Dickerson would prefer that entire schools of teachers get paid more based on performance, not just individual teachers. She believes this would create an atmosphere of cooperation, not competition. But a competition is exactly what the legislature set up when it voted last year to eliminate a teacher's right to due process. They replaced tenure with a plan that directed school districts to identify the top 25% of teachers and offer them longer contracts and relatively small bonuses if they agreed to give up their due process rights. It was one of many legislative actions that drew protests from teachers, like this one outside Durham's Riverside High School in December. Hearing the political backlash, elected officials have spent the last several months coming up with all manner of plans to increase teacher pay. Governor Pat McCrory and legislative leaders Phil Berger and Tom Tillis appeared at McCrory's old high school 2 months ago and announced a plan to pay beginning teachers more.
Well, I'm pleased to announce that over the next 2 years, this team has got an agreement in which we will increase by nearly 14% over the next 2 years the base pay for teachers to $35,000 per year.
That salary increase would go to all teachers in the first few steps of what is known as the teacher salary schedule. Paying teachers for years of experience has been the model for about 100 years. Local districts can add some money, and teachers used to be able to earn more when they got advanced degrees or earned national board certification. In other words, if the Teacher of the Year is in her 10th year of teaching, another teacher, maybe even a bad one, who's been at it 20 years, likely makes a lot more money. That, Senator Jerry Tillman says, must change.
What I would like to see is those high-achieving teachers, here's another wrinkle to it, you get a step. You might even get two steps in 1 year. And if you're not achieving, you may stay on the step you're on, or you could lose a step.
Tillman has become the Republicans' leading voice on education issues. A former school superintendent turned majority whip, he's for local control of schools and hates regulations that tie the hands of administrators who want to remake their schools. And before you think this is some sort of easy Republican versus Democrat, free market versus socialism political fight, consider this. President Barack Obama also favors teacher merit pay and made it a cornerstone of his Race to the Top grant competition.
It's time to start rewarding good teachers. Stop making excuses for bad ones. It's time to demand results from government at every level. It's time to prepare every child, everywhere in America, to outcompete any worker, anywhere in the world.
Well, I welcome you to today's meeting of the Legislator Effectiveness Compensation Task Force. Mr. Co-Chair, you have any comments?
Only that I didn't know it was a legislator effectiveness. We might be in trouble, Senator.
Senator Tillman may have made a slight error with the name of the Educator Effectiveness and Compensation Task Force, but the purpose of the group is quite clear. Upend the teacher step schedule and replace it with a merit pay system. The Republican-dominated task force has met three times over the past 2 months, listening to administrators and teachers, researchers and advocates.
And we just asked the question, can we observe that a teacher who receives a master's degree becomes more effective in the classroom? And we can't find that in the data.
Recent studies indicate that advanced degrees, including master's and doctoral degrees, hold a positive impact for student achievement.
Duke economics professor Jacob Vigder and Keith Poston with the Public School Forum of North Carolina weren't the only ones sending mixed messages. Legislators heard about Florida's merit pay plan that produced almost no positive results, and the Washington, D.C. plan that fired hundreds of teachers but raised student test scores dramatically. Throughout the meetings, Senator Tillman would periodically grab the microphone and offer his personal thoughts, like this one, on how to implement the D.C. plan here.
I'm hearing everything from paying them more won't work to paying them more works. I sort of have a feeling if it'll work in Washington, D.C., it'll work in Pisgah, North Carolina.
Of course, Washington, D.C. has an almost bottomless supply of young people wanting to teach, something that's not the case in Pisgah or Northampton County or Lumberton, for that matter. And there may be other reasons merit pay programs for teachers won't work here. Daniel Pink is an author who writes about the changing workforce. In a presentation at the recent Emerging Issues Forum, he made the point, sarcastically, that financial rewards for complex jobs like teaching won't work.
School teachers, by their very choice of profession, are signaling to the world, money is not the most important thing in my life. And so, let's try to motivate them with money.
Beyond the motivation issues, many educators believe a merit pay plan implemented now would be built on shifting sands. Jim Key is an assistant superintendent in the Durham Public Schools.
I think it's the first time it's happened in my 30 years where the standards changed, the tests themselves changed, and the expectations for what it would take for a student to be deemed proficient changed, and the bar was raised. We've gone through those three things before, but never, I don't recall us ever going through them all simultaneously.
When it convenes next month, the legislature is highly likely to make dramatic long-term changes to how we pay the state's 95,000 or so teachers. Any new plan could take effect as early as July 1st. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.